How much water would you have to drink to die? Which mathematician was the leader of an extreme religious cult that forbade its members from talking or eating beans? How did an episode of Friends create one of the most widely believed medical myths? The answers to these questions and hundreds more can be found in my new book, Facts That Aren't True. Link in the description.
If you were looking for a god, what evidence would you accept scientifically?
Oh, you can't have scientific evidence of miracles. That doesn't even make any sense.
So then you admit that basically your epistemology for even acknowledging that there could be a creator does not allow such activity.
What I'm telling you is I don't think science can demonstrate that a god exists. I'm open to somehow God demonstrating that he exists, but
by what evidence?
I'm not sure, but if God is omnipotent, then God knows exactly how to do that, and clearly God hasn't.
If God like rearranged all the stars in the sky to be like, "What's up, guys? I'm real. I'm here." That would be pretty clear evidence.
There's kind of two different ways to the miracles,
which would be,
but would that be scientific evidence, which you hold the highest esteem?
There's kind of two ways around this. If the stars just moved around all of a sudden. There's kind of two different ways around this. I could, whatever, I think that was the monarch said it, but that specific example, I can believe that that would convince me, which is fine with me, but I'd really just be arguing from incredulity. And like, there are things that science couldn't explain 100 years ago, like the flight mechanics of a bee. But does that mean that it would have been appropriate to say, well, yeah, science can't explain the flight mechanics of a bee, and that's because it's not science. Angels are underneath the bee, and every time the bee flies, the angels go to keep it up. Well, obviously, that's kind of silly and stupid.
It would just be that it's true that there's a reason that the bee is able to fly, and that truth is ultimately dependent on God's mind and the design of the bee. It wouldn't be some weird strongman. Okay.
Wait, hold on. I just want to clarify
the end of my point.
Go ahead.
Is that you would accept something that is not scientific to prove God to you?
I can see myself being convinced of it for like personal reasons. Yeah.
Okay. Because earlier you said that you were mocking people to believe things out of the realm of science and evidence. So
what did I do?
What happens when you don't have any concrete ground.
You were mocking people that would believe things outside of the realm of science.
When? What did I say?
Just 15 minutes ago.
Yo, what did I say, though?
You're done.
I'm not gonna clip you right now. You said it.
Okay.
Okay, so you don't have an example of what I said.
Maybe it's recorded, dude.
Then tell me what it was.
My interpretation of what Planet Peterson said was not that. Indeed, if we have hard sensory data, you know, we have no alternative but to assume that our senses are reliable. So if we have hard sensory data that is consistent with the existence of a creator, we have to accept that. And this is what most, in my experience, Christians or religious people have. They have hard experiential data. They have experienced a God in their lives. They have experienced, they have a personal experience of a creator, and that's very powerful for them. If God were real, he could do that for us. But our standard is that it has to be external to our feelings. It has to be something in the world that we perceive, but he could make us perceive that even if it was just us and not anybody else.
I'm surprised you guys appear to, I mean, there's many of the people in this room, they would deny that there is a God, or they'd call themselves agnostic or atheist or both for some reason. But at the same time, they would tell us exactly what they would expect from such a thing when they have no idea even how to categorize it.
Wait, can I clarify something? Because I think maybe most of the atheists will agree with this. I think it depends on how you're defining God. So some definitions of God, they're just simply no evidence that I would ever believe in. I would think myself delusional before I believed in it. If you define God to be a spaceless, timeless being, there's no scientific evidence that could reason that because it's spaceless and timeless. And that's the realm that science works in. So if you're trying to use spirituality to trying to use science to explain something spiritual, there will never be scientific evidence. But there are ways that you could define God that would be allowed to, that would be able to be explained by science. So people believe that the universe is God. They're a pantheist. And technically, I believe in the pantheist God because I believe the universe exists. So it just depends on what God.
No, he was almost done. Oh, whoever muted him, that he was almost done. I could tell.
That's the first time I've agreed with that guy. So
I don't know. Yeah, he should. In my junior mod opinion, he should not have been muted.
Literally, so who I was agrees literally with just about done with my sentence. Like, that's crazy. Okay.
Okay. Yes, do you want to finish up? No, no. Repeat it.
Nope. It's fine. You guys can keep going because clearly it's whatever. You guys don't like it. Go ahead.
No. It's okay. Okay, Andy. So you agree with pantheism?
I think Planet Peterson.
Oh no, I thought he was saying that you can't science God essentially, which is obviously true. It's silly to try and mix them two.
Wait, so Andy, let's say 1,000 years ago they didn't have any sort of high tech equipment we have today, so they couldn't using their technology maybe science it out. Do you think with our advancement we could maybe use technology to try to tackle this question?
No. No, it's metaphysical. Science is, we're talking about physics, right? It's testable, repeatable. That's what science is.
Yeah, so you don't think that the natural technology that we've developed can capture any sort of supernatural event?
Natural explanations don't explain spiritual things. They're not meant to.
Was talking about capturing with technology. Does anyone... Oh, Andy, what did you think? Do you think our modern day technology?
Eden, our guest has a. Please go ahead, Planet Peters.
Yeah, so like I do agree that you couldn't scientifically prove or disprove that God exists. Now I didn't specify what God, you know, but you could, like, in principle you can test out ideas like people say the Christian God answers prayers. Okay, God, please give me a McChicken. Didn't happen. Now, did I just disprove that God exists? Well, I disproved, or I proved that a God that gives you a McChicken if you ask for one doesn't exist. So, but now there's going
to
be an infinite number
of things. I didn't hear you pray
to
him, though. I didn't hear. You want to do a sincere prayer right now?
So that proves that a God that does that particular thing doesn't exist, but we've really only...
Maybe you didn't do it right.
We've only ever done...
maybe you suck at...
You gotta dance the chicken a little bit.
We've taken infinity minus one, and so what does that exactly
What about cause and effect is science, right? Like, in regards to it being a science, like, can you prove, like, with a scientific... So cause and effect is science, right? Like, motion is physics, right? So we know that something that is, put in motion is put in motion by something that's actually in motion.
So Torah...
Right? So you've heard this argument.
Torah.
Sure, right? So this is a scientific argument, right? That, or a physics argument that we could use to prove the necessary prime mover. To cause motion.
Maybe we could do that. So, Torah, you said I didn't mean it. Now you're a real Christian, right?
Uh oh, you heard you. You
well, I didn't hear you address. I didn't hear you in your prayer. I didn't hear you address anyone.
Well, I probably don't have the right special sauce, right? And I'm an atheist, but you're a real Christian, right?
Well, I don't know what you mean by a real Christian, but I would say the intention of what you're saying matters when you're talking about something like prayer in a spiritual aspect, unless you want to try to science this out real quick.
Okay. So could you ask your God for a McChicken for me? And then I would believe that it exists.
Yeah. It's down at McDonald's. You just got to go buy it.
Okay, so you can't demonstrate that your God exists. See, we can use science to prove that.
He made it possible for the McChicken to exist. We can use science to prove that the God Tora believes in doesn't exist.
Not only that,
you're done. You just got wrecked, bro.
That was insane question, Ben.
Holy moly.
This guy's never heard of Uber Eats.
Right to his door.
So, in a...
Who's going to order it for him? Let's prove God is real. Let's order it for him. So now he believes in God. That was his request.
Yeah. Hook us up with your address, bro. We got you. No problem.
What do you want?
You're too late. He already asked for it. It's too late.
Now he's closing the door?
Moving the goalposts, huh? That's what we do around here.
No,
Tora, you're obviously
I'm here right now.
Hello.
It's okay. It can take a minute. There's no problem there.
So,
how about if you want a fillet of fish? What happens then?
You gotta go to.
Then you're doomed.
Anyways, so I think Tora is like pretty obviously trolling or something, but just to demonstrate why this actually is pretty bad for their case, we can ignore the circular reasoning and all that. What about if a universe where God doesn't exist exists, then it would also be the case that I cannot magically manifest a McChicken. I have to go to the store to buy it. So Tora's view of the world is actually indistinguishable from a world where God doesn't exist. So this doesn't prove anything at all.
Who made the McChicken?
Precisely.
The kid that works
at
McDonald's.
Did God make the McChicken?
No, but I bet you it was a contingent being. And how far back do you want to go?
I thought God only made some McRib out of the...
I thought God had free will. I guess not.
We could all come together and science this thing out and just figure it out. So we have a contingent thing that depends upon another thing that depends upon another thing. When does it end? Does it go on forever?
The contingent chicken.
The contingent
His world, God, assembled and provided the contents for you to be able to make and have him a chicken, dude.
That's
so like this whole idea. It's just like the fact that it exists is part of the blessing,
and we're willing to buy it for you right now.
That's literally just a claim.
I mean, your shit's just a claim.
The point that Peterson is making is an extremely important one. If you want to introduce something as evidence supporting a hypothesis, it ideally should be exclusively consistent with that hypothesis. It should not permit other hypotheses to be true. So, for instance, when I make my presentation about the spherical distance formula being uniformly accurate and the flat Earth distance formula not being accurate, I have excluded a possibility. And I have shown that there's only one hypothesis that the observational data is consistent with. That is a case of excluding a possibility. As Peterson was saying, if you say, well, you know, there's a McChicken down at the local store waiting for you to go and buy it. Well, that would also be true if God didn't exist. So you haven't...
Okay,
you
know who made the chicken sandwich? How did the chicken sandwich get made?
You're begging the question by doing that.
That's not begging the question.
It absolutely is. Yes,
no, you're voicing all these things that are contingent upon something else until you have to get to the ultimate source where contingency ends and it's non-contingent.
What evidence?
Otherwise, you're in an infinite regress. Story.
Holy shit, everybody!
No,
that's
also a false argument. The idea that there must be some initial point in time or some point before time, which is a contradiction, is nonsense. It doesn't make sense to say that there must have been something to start the universe, because if there was something to start the universe, there was a universe.
Well, it's just a true dichotomy. I'm still talking, so perhaps maybe listen to
what I'm saying rather than talk over me. You can't say that there must have been a first point in time. Well, you have no evidence for that. That's just an assertion.
We have the time right here, right now.
I'm still talking, mate. I'm still talking. Stephen Hawking demonstrated that the boundaryless time universe was completely consistent with observational data. So there is no need for there to be a first time.
Is there infinite amount of past reactions?
Don't talk over him.
Oh,
we don't know. It could be that time is circular, which is to
say... Were they physical? Were all the reactions in the past physical?
Perhaps if you...
You're going to make him yell.
...interrupted me less, I would be able to answer your question. Time could be circular for all we know, which is to say that it is finite in extent, but it is not... but it has no beginning or end. It just goes round and round in a circle. That's a possibility that we cannot exclude. You are claiming that time must be linear and time must have some initial value.
I'm talking about the present moment. I'm talking about the present moment. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're talking about going back in time and it must require an infinite regress.
I am demonstrating
that claim is false.
We have the present moment. To anybody other than this guy, we have the present moment, like for Peterson, right? He wanted the science of that. We have the present moment. Now, either you believe that there was a series of events prior to this present moment, Peterson, or you do not. I mean, it's just a true dichotomy.
No, B theory of time can be true. All events are equally real.
Okay, to add to this.
I need to ask.
Hold on. Is there a finite amount of mass in the universe?
We have no idea. The universe looks like it has flat topology, which means it could literally go on forever. The observable universe has a quantifiable, I guess, amount of stuff in it, about 10 to the 80th particles or whatever. But also, just to go back a little bit, there may actually be literally no problem with infinite regression, because a infinite series can be confined inside of a finite set.
Like between one and two, you mean, right?
No, like if there's a paradox,
like in order to go all the way down the pathway, you gotta go.
So if the universe has a real actual beginning in time, then it infinitely regresses back to it. But clearly, that doesn't mean that it couldn't have happened. I think people, they invoke an infinite regression to mean an infinite span of time going backwards. And I don't think that actually makes any sense.
Well, do you think that in order to get to the present moment, there were physical reactions in the past that occurred in order to get to this present moment?
There could be some as of yet unknown physical cause to it, like a quantum fluctuation in a eternal universe. Yes.
Yeah, so when you have an infinite amount of physical reactions, how do you get to the present moment? For example, like if I were to give you a candy bar after an infinite amount of time, when do you get that candy bar?
How do I go from point A to point B if I have to traverse an infinite number of half distances between A and B?
In order to get a point A,
we know that this paradox isn't a real problem in the real world.
You need a starting point. You just invoked a starting point. You're going to need an ultimate source for that starting point.
Yeah, a quantum fluctuation, because time as we understand it would not have operated in the same way in the first moment of the universe expanding.
Yeah, but you just invoked a starting point.
Yeah, you're implicitly denying cause.
There's no logical, mathematical, or scientific problem with any of that.
The whole point of calculus is this, isn't it? It's like that an infinite series can still converge to a finite amount. Like that was like Newton literally invented calculus for this.
I think it's different from that. For instance, the convergence of the series 1 over 2 to the power n has nothing to do with calculus. But to Peterson's point, if there is at any point where the universe exists, there is time. Because time is part of the structure of the universe. At any point where there is no universe, there is no time. So there is no point in time at which the universe doesn't exist. Whether or not we have an infinite amount of time or a finite amount of time doesn't matter. At every point in time, the universe exists because the universe is a prerequisite to time. If you're saying that God is a prerequisite for the universe, you're just adding an unnecessary and non-parsimonious explanatory factor. You're
boring.
Multiplying your entities unnecessarily.
You'd also have to be engaging in a very odd kind of special pleading, because if I say, okay, this applies to God too, then you would just say, well, God is timeless, so God can make his first action without there being any antecedents. It's just the first decision or whatever that happens, or we just throw our hands up and say God is outside of time, it doesn't count. Okay, I'm invoking a universe in a quantum sort of singularity state where time as we understand it and cause and effect isn't like what we understand now. But at the same time, I'm not invoking a literal miracle that is in principle unknowable. In fact, known science is how we got to that as a possible explanation. So if you're going to say we can't levy that as an explanation, then you can't either. Unless, and if you do, then you're just special pleading.
Yeah, you can. If God reveals himself, then you can make that plead.
Whereas you're allowed to do fallacies if you claim you hear voices in your head?
You're natural.
What the hell is
you're
that?
Naturally, that's definitely completely disingenuous.
How does God reveal himself to you?
Well, there's different claims, but if you have a revelatory God that told you how the universe was created, yes, if you had a revelatory God that told you
how the universe
was created, how did he tell me? He didn't tell me. I'm giving you an example of how that would be a possibility, how the other side would actually have a better argument than you.
So God told you how the universe was created, or God just made a claim? Or did God merely make the claim?
I'm asking you.
I'm not telling the audience what happened. I'm asking you. So I'm not putting words in your mouth. That's not the nature of how questions work.
No. The question implied that I said something. Yes, that is the nature of questions. Questions have implications. If I ask you why you're an idiot, the implication is that you're an idiot.
Yeah, it's not putting words into your mouth, though.
It is.
It's literally not. So did God explain to you how God created the universe, or did God just claim that he did it?
Why are you asking me? I'm just giving an answer.
Why am I asking the person that I'm talking to that brought it up?
You're trying to imply that I'm like some sort of schizophrenic guy that says I'm the guy talking to God. Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
It's very clear and obvious.
No, I'm not. What I was trying to eventually get to was, if you're going to claim revelation, then you don't have access to the content of my mind either. So I'll invoke the magical Spanky, which revealed to me the truth that Yahweh doesn't exist and that the Big Bang is actually true, but Spanky's the one that did it.
You're going to counter an actual claim people are making with what you know to be as a lie. You just admitted that the counter is like something you made up. So one side is truthfully and honestly giving an answer. Your side is admittedly making something up in its own mind and lying to everyone else.
Way to beg the question.
I'm not begging the question. I'm literally exposing what you just said.
Way to beg.
You said you're going to make up the same thing in your mind, bro.
Will you stop talking? Way to beg the question and say that your ex... Way to beg the question and say that your explanation is true. The point was, I can invent...
That's not begging the question. You admitted yourself that you were going to make up your own Spanky in your mind. That's not me begging the question. That's me repeating your words.
Can somebody mute this crybaby?
I guess.
Jesus fucking Christ. What I did was I created a competing metaphysical claim.
You made up something that's a lie. You're a liar. Yeah, you made up a lie.
Please let him respond, Noah. It's being really toxic. Just let him respond to your point.
What I did was create...
He's been doing this.
What I did was create a competing metaphysical claim that is unfalsifiable, meaning you cannot say that yours is better than mine. And you don't know that I lied.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I can. Because you admitted, no, you admitted yourself that you created something, manifested out of thin air, you imagined it, and
can
then
you prove
lied
that?
That it was real to everyone else.
Can you
anyone,
prove that?
Any claim, yes, it was just in the VC, you just admitted it yourself.
Can you prove that? Can you prove that the devil didn't alter it to make you hear it that way?
I'm going to make up a Spanky in my own mind and then say he told me this and that. That's what you just said. You just admitted yourself that you're lying. Any claim is better than your claim because your claim is a self-admitted lie.
Can you prove that Maxwell's demon didn't trick you into hearing that?
Now because you got caught, you can't do that. He's doing the thing that someone else muted me for. Now because you got
somebody's
caught,
somebody's
got
to mute or
you're
kick
shifting,
this guy.
You're shifting
this
the topic
unbearable.
Over to Saul.
No, come on, dude.
This is just absolutely unbearable. If he can't understand that what the point is that you can just invent a competing metaphysical claim. And there's no way of saying my God can beat up your God to prove anything. Go ahead and reject the Spanky thing. Just anybody on earth that believes in a different God than you do can make the exact same kind of claims like this. And there's fuck all you can do about it because what you're doing is relying on special revelation. And they're doing the exact same thing. And neither one of you are mind readers. And there's nothing you can do to establish the validity of either claim.
But that's a given.
Just like to show
hold on, Noah.
Like, you guys completely fucking did the same thing to me and muted me multiple times.
You deserved
clearly,
it.
Clearly, the moderation is on one side of the debate.
Sorry, Noah. He's the host for a minute for just tonight.
Yeah, he's
anyway,
a guest today. He's a guest.
I've been
but bro, we're dealing with the beginning of time. We can't science the beginning of time. I mean, you can assert with confidence that you can science the beginning of time. We cannot science the beginning of time. So what we're dealing with is reasoning and rationale, right? So I don't know if you've heard of the precept argument. Either way, you're going to end up making a presupposition regarding the beginning of time. Either there was a divine architect that organized all reality, which justifies the uniformity in nature, the cosmological argument, the theological argument for fine-tuning. And, I mean, we have plenty of evidence to justify our position regarding the beginning
of
time.
Wait, you're just claiming
Yes, we do. So what we have to do now is see which one is the most reasonable position to hold. Did everything come about by accident through some unknown cause?
Okay, there's a ridiculous straw man of the opposing position.
Or there was a divine architect that designed everything with
buddy,
intent.
Describe
with
to me how your worldview would be falsified.
The thing is, if it's true, it's unfalsifiable.
So we can't actually do, you said we could do inquiry with respect to this. I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember the exact way you put it. But you said we could investigate these competing claims and see which one better accounts for things. And then you just said yours is unfalsifiable. So
you don't have an
walking, talking contradiction.
No, you do not have an alternative.
Yes, I do. It's called Zip Zop.
No, because when we deal with the beginning of time, you can't science it. It's outside of the scientific boundaries, which is very rigid framework, right? So at that point, you have no choice but to resort to reasoning and rationale.
Yeah, which comes from Zip Zop.
So which one is the most reasonable position to hold?
Zip Zop.
Either A. There's an intelligent, non-contingent reference point, right, in the beginning of time, which we call source. You can call it God. If you don't like the word God, you can call it source. But either way, there's a source for all creation, and that source has intelligence and created everything with uniformity, with an intent, not by random mutations or chaotic random chance and probability.
Nice
that you claim. Give enough, that if you give enough time, anything is possible. That to me is completely irrational. You can't justify that position.
Well,
to there's the contrary,
empirics
I can justify.
For it, so
I can justify my position. I can justify my position.
No, you
with
can't.
Reasoning,
you can declare
including,
it.
Hold on. Inductive and deductive reasoning. Go ahead.
May I make a response to that? That is a false dichotomy because there is a third option. The third option is to say, I don't know.
Yeah,
right.
That's also the case.
Also, just because that God exists at one point doesn't mean they still exist. There's no reason that there could have been a source and then it just no longer exists. well, right? So you have to add all of these other qualities to God, which is like the omnipresent, all-knowing, all of these. So yeah, there's a lot of other things.
Or you could just say, it's not the God you believe in, it's the God I believe in, and your worldview is now basically false. It's God, but you don't think that it's that generic God is the explanation. You think it has to be the God that has the properties your God does. And anybody can just say, nope, it's actually the God I believe in.